Soapbox derbies have been a longtime rite of spring for countless youth and their parents over the years. Children and their parents often work together to get the car just right for races in Penetanguishene and Midland. In these photos that come courtesy of the Huronia Museum and Huron-Owendit Village, we explore this time-honored tradition with photos of days gone by showing soapbox derbies taking place in Midland and Penetanguishene. The first photo in this story appeared on the front page of the Free Press Herald on May 26, 1965 with the following caption: "The chariots came in all shapes and sizes for the Soapbox Derby sponsored by Midland Lions Club as part of the May 24 celebrations at Little Lake Park. All looking confident before the big race, the boys are seen lined up prior to the start. Midland Recreational Council organized the evening's events, which included road races and fireworks. Ricky Graham at left was the winner." But it sets the reader up for the second photo and a rivalry between Midland and Penetanguishene over who has the better hill. While Penetang's offering is longer, Midland's hill has a curve? In this Free Press photo, Penetang Legion Branch 68 sponsored a regional soapbox derby on October 14, 1968, with 50 entrants coming from Midland, Port McNichol, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township. Danny Light was the winner, taking home a new bike donated by Penetang Bottling, while Peter Gignick received $15 for finishing in second place.